There's No Waiting, episode number 541, the Mayberry Meetup 2019 report. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by and pick up some of the great coffee they've got over there. They got the Mayberry Diner's decaffeinated coffee for those of you who like decaf, or maybe you want Otis Campbell's Better Than Home dark roasted coffee. Or if that's not for you, try the Sunday Morning Breakfast Blend. All those coffees are available over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Check it out. And if you order two of them, I know for certain you'll get them in a Miracle Salve box. That's right. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs is also brought to you by the donations of listeners just like you. Executive producer of episode number 541 is Rainey Vinson. Thank you, Rainey. And thank you for being here with us in the podcast. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and we're going to be talking about the Mayberry Meetup. Now, I don't know if you guys, how many of you were able to come to the Mayberry Meetup or how many weren't or wanted to. Well, maybe how many wanted to. I know how many weren't because only those that came were there, but we're going to be talking about it because it was the meetup all got started, in case you didn't know, when I went to Mount Airy 7 years ago and was going to go interview Betty Lynn for the podcast. So you can go and listen to that interview if you like to, and some of our back issues. I didn't look up the number, but you can go and find that. But I went up there to Mayberry, to Mount Airy, North Carolina. And I said, hey, if anybody's going to be up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, let's get together and we'll have a meetup. Well, I thought one or two people might show up. And I think I had 20, 25 people showed up. And I was like, oh no, I've got to figure out something for everybody to do. So that first year we got together and sat around in the gazebo at the Motor Inn. I bought a video projector and we projected the Andy Griffith Show on a little 4x3 screen that was used to project film on, you know, like a video, like a film projector, one of those little ones, you know, that pop up and you pull it down and you can watch it. And we set that up in the screen was in the gazebo with us. And we sat in there and we watched Andy Griffith Show and visited on Friday and Saturday night. And what a great time it was. That was the very first meetup. Matter of fact, it was the meetup. I was not expecting to have any more, but I started getting phone calls and people wanted to come to the next one. And I was like, whoa, I really wasn't planning to do a next one, but I did. So rest is history. We end up, this is the seventh year, the seventh Mayberry meetup that we're going to be talking about in just a minute. And followed by that, we're going to have information from Randy Turner and this week in Mayberry history. He's got some big news he'll be sharing with you in that report. And one thing I do want to mention, this episode, if you're one of our audio listeners that listen to the audio version, this episode is going to be a lot of pictures and video. So you might really want to watch the video version of this particular episode. You're going to be able to hear everything, but there's a few videos that we're going to be showing, and I'm not sure how well they will translate into just audio. So you can go ahead and listen to your audio, but I just wanted you to be forewarned that unusually, this episode will be more video heavy than normal. I try to make it so you guys don't feel left out. Because, you know, I listen to audio podcasts as well. So let's get this thing going. I have got pictures galore from Mayberry Days. Not Mayberry Days. This is not Mayberry Days. This is the Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And I have all kinds of pictures for us to visit and talk about. So if you haven't ever been there, Mount Airy, North Carolina is just a great place to visit that I know you'd enjoy. You can go and see the Andy and Opie statue right outside the Andy Griffith Museum that's right beside the Andy Griffith Playhouse. And what a great time it is just to see these things as you walk around the town of Mayberry. Now, Mount Airy, I should say. Now, one of the reasons we did this was so that we would be able to visit a little bit more than we can during Mayberry Days. Mayberry Days is an absolutely amazing and wonderful event. But it's very hard for us all to get together during Mayberry Days and really visit like we want to. So this small group of friends that started out about 20 or 30 people back in, well, whatever year it was, 7 years ago, has now grown into this year. We had 130 people that signed my book, and had 150 signed up. So I know there were more than 130 there. But 130 people signed our book, and about 21 or so that I thought were coming didn't sign in, but that doesn't mean they weren't there. And we took a picture on Saturday night that was, they had 88 people in it. And so I know there were a lot of people at this event. It all started really, though, on Thursday night when I got to town, because we had to do things differently, because I was expecting to have about 150 people this year, 150 at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn. And so I wanted to set things up differently. So I set it up so the projector was inside the gazebo, projecting out to the screen, and folks would sit on the opposite side of where they normally sat so that they could watch episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. So on Thursday night, I had to get out there and practice and try to make everything good for everybody. And I set it up and got everything going. Then Friday morning, we headed over to the Mayberry, the Andy Griffith Museum. And Betty Lynn was signing autographs down in the bottom. And folks were lined up for miles. Took about 3 hours to get through the line. Had a lot of people that couldn't get through the line. I shot some videos and posted them online for everybody so that those of you who weren't able to attend might feel a little more like you were part of it. Well, we went out to eat that night, and then we got together at the gazebo there at the Mayberry Motor Inn, and everybody was sitting around. We told stories, laughed. We had a Mayberry murder mystery. We had a trivia contest, all kinds of fun going on there. I want to thank Indiana Steve for helping to put together so much of the entertainment that we did that night. Indiana Steve, that's in our chat room, has been great. Goober Fife also. That was the nice thing. People that are just part of this podcast community stepped up and said, hey, I'd like to do this to help. And that is great. And I was so happy to have them step forward and do that. We even had a couple that everybody met last year that got married in the meantime. So Goober Fife, one of our great members, actually thought enough to have a gift made for him of I think it was a little cake or a cookie. I didn't get to eat it, so I can't tell you. But it was great to see. And then, as I said, we had a Mayberry murder mystery that Steve put together for us and entertained the crowds. He even dressed up with a Sherlock Holmes hat and pipe to get the feeling going. And so everyone was able to just enjoy themselves and try to decipher the murder mystery that was there in Mayberry. And this is all on Friday night. We haven't even gotten into Saturday yet. Had a huge group of people there on Friday night as well. I didn't count them, so I'm not sure how many there were yet. But the picture was so big, it was hard to get everybody in it. So it really is amazing to me that a podcast about the Andy Griffith Show, a show that's almost 60 years old, can gather and just have people, starting from those 20 people that first year, starting to contact me and email me and say, hey, when's the next one? When are we going to do this again? And really all we do is sit around in our lawn chairs at night, like a drive-in movie, watching the Andy Griffith Show. Of course, you've got plenty of time the next day, maybe Saturday in our case. We went over to the Stampy Lunch and had a pork chop sandwich. And they're good. I can't say it like Andy. But, oh, they are good. And we enjoyed just being able to walk around the town of Mount Airy and see the sights, take in all the views of the nice little town that it is. And then we headed over to the Andy Griffith Museum. I want to call it the Mayberry Museum. But it's the Andy Griffith Museum, where you can actually go, folks. If you go there, you can actually see the sheriff badge that Andy Griffith wore on the Andy Griffith Show. It's the badge. Well, it's one of them. It came from Richard Link. But you can see for sure the sheriff and justice of the peace signs that were on the front of the courthouse, on the doors. They're there for you to stand right next to and have your picture made if you want to. That's right. And as you look around, you're going to see all kinds of things, from barber poles, so it looks like Floyd's barbershop, to the Earl Theater. The Earl Theater is there in Mount Airy, and they have a representation of it there. If you walk around the corner, you'll see the desk that's representative of Sheriff Andy Taylor's desk sitting right there. And you know what's on it? The gavel and the block that was used to hit the gavel on, that was the real ones from the Andy Griffith Show. They were presented to Emmett Forrest years ago, and they're on display right there for you to see. And Andy Griffith even signed it back in 2009, so you can look at it. It's right there to see. That and the eagle. You know, on the desk, there was an eagle, a little statue of an eagle. It's there. Those are the real ones from the desk of Sheriff Andy Taylor. And where else in the world can you go but Mount Airy, North Carolina, and the Andy Griffith Museum to see these amazing things that are directly from our favorite hometown, Mayberry, North Carolina. You can see a candlestick phone sitting on that desk, too, and you just want to pick it up to see if Sarah's on the other end. That's not even all. Don Knotts salt and pepper suits there, Goober Pyle suits, both the filling station version and his dress suit, that brown suit with the stripes in it. Yeah, that's there. And if you weren't impressed by Andy's sheriff badge, guess who else's badge is there? Yeah, I guess you figured it out. Deputy. It's a deputy badge for the Andy Griffith Show. They're right there on display. Friends, the Andy Griffith Museum is a sight to behold. And if you love the Andy Griffith Show, or Matlock even, his suits there on Matlock, even his suits on display, Andy's suits on display, the one he wore when he was on Brad Paisley's video, Waiting on a Woman, it's there too. And Otis's coat and hat, they're there. And, oh, the jail cell keys. There's two sets of jail cell keys. There's the set that's a regular Mayberry jail set keys. There's another jail set key sitting there that's the one that's all slick down and shiny with no grooves in it for the keys. Remember when Cousin Virgil, that's the keys. They're there. Cousin Virgil's keys, both sets, real keys from the Andy Griffith Show. Wow. It's just amazing things to go and see. And I definitely want to encourage you, next time you're in the area, head over there and see it. Now, we went to the museum, and as part of being able to go to the museum that Saturday, we were able to go down and hear Neil Brower, that's Professor Brower to you and me, that's been here on the podcast so many times, live and in person. We got to hear him talk about the education of Ernest T. Bass and give us backstories. The room was full. And Neil enjoyed so much having so many Mayberry fans standing in the room. It was really a lot of fun just being with family. That's what it felt like. I tell you what, later that night over at the Mayberry Motor Inn, we got back together and had a meal of sub sandwiches. And then I didn't believe it would happen, but Indiana Steve had the idea to have a amateur tribute artist contest. That's right, amateur tribute artists. So folks came and they dressed up as their Mayberry characters, and we voted on them. Now, you're getting for a treat, because at the end of this episode, I'm going to play video from that evening that's all of that tribute artist contest. You're not going to want to miss it, because we've got everybody from Colonel Harvey to the Keeper of the Golden Door to the Mayor Stoner. I mean, they're all there. It was amazing how many people dressed up like that. A great time. We even had Lego versions of the Andy Griffith Show characters, and it was a good time had by all, for sure. The tribute artists, the real ones that are the ones who show up at Mayberry Days and everything, we were supposed to judge it, but we chickened out and made the clapping of the audience be the ones who voted on the winner. But it was a great time. And Legos and all, everybody dressed up and had a good time being a Mayberry character for the evening. And we even got pictures. Now, Clarence Ert, by the way, was our winner. He was our winner of the evening, but everybody that dressed up was a winner. And all of us who attended and had the joy and smiles, we were winners too. And hopefully you will be when you see the video later. It's going to be fun. So stick around if you want to see that. Rafe Hollister even showed up He honored us with a song or two. So you'll get to hear some of that as well. Friends, this is just like a big family reunion, except the good part, sometimes you can't pick our family. But this group, we actually choose to be around. And my, was it fun. We had Andalina and Charlene showed up. That was another tribute as well. And we had a great time and visiting. And there were 15, 16, I can't even remember. I should have counted them. Folks that dressed up to be in the amateur tribute artist contest. I really am surprised that even happened. But it did. And thanks to Indiana Steve for the idea and making it happen. It was absolutely amazing. And again, we took a picture that evening of everybody because we wanted to make sure we knew. I even got some barber equipment from my friend Norm. He gave me an antique, I guess it's antique, it's definitely vintage, comb set. And you can see it if you look behind me during the podcast. You might see it behind me back there. They're green and red and yellow. And friends, it is just such an honor to be a part of all this. Dewey Lamb, I want to call him out specifically, he provided, I don't know, 50 door prizes that we gave away that evening to folks that attended. Everything from little signs to Indian elixir. We had it all. Had a great time watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that evening. And the next morning, we got together and had the Mayberry Bible Study. Wow. Mayberry fans are amazing people. You're one of them. And I want to thank you for all you do just to bring a little bit of more Mayberry into my life. Because I know that's what's happened to me over the years. 7 years of getting together and just enjoying ourselves at the Mayberry Meetup. And who knows? I guess we'll do it again next year. So, friends, we have got, that's the report. Wow, what amazing friends that we have. We got more to tell tonight, so don't run away, because we've got more I want you to hear, and more we're going to talk about, and more, I got some videos I want to show you. I even got a phone call that you might be interested in hearing about. But first, I want to head over and hear this week's report from Randy Turner.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Last week's podcast was a milestone for This Week in Mayberry History. After 2.5 years and 133 segments, I finally passed the 10-hour mark, 4 to 5 minutes at a time. I will be making a change in the reports beginning next year. Up to this point, I've always discussed a birthday or event that really did occur during the previous week's dates in the past. There are certain weeks that still present no problem, but there are others after 2.5 years where there are only a couple of birthdays left, and they are for background actors with next to no information available. So after the turn of the year, while I will still often do the reports the same way I've been doing them, I will not be abiding by that self-imposed limitation all the time, and may even occasionally do reports on other topics. But for now, let's stick to how I've been doing the reports for the balance of this year. Robert M. Hart was born near the home of Mayberry in the Midwest, in Indianapolis, on July the 24th, 1914. His father was a lawyer whom later served as a judge and was even the mayor of Indianapolis at one point. Robert first attended college at Indianapolis's own Butler University. After he graduated, he was offered a scholarship in history and philosophy at the University of Wisconsin, but instead chose to pursue a career in theater and accepted a job with the Federal Theater Project, a theater program started as part of the New Deal during the Depression. Robert later studied at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London and actually made a stage debut in the United Kingdom, appearing in various productions at the Masque Theater. After his studies and his return to the United States, Robert continued to primarily work as a stage actor, though he did make his television debut while still in London in an early television movie made by the BBC in 1939. Once back in the States, though, he concentrated on stage work. He initially toured in the comedy The Pirate before it eventually opened on Broadway in 1942. The show ran for nearly half a year. When it closed, Robert replaced the actor who had originated the role of Edward Beecher, one of the brothers of Uncle Tom's Cabin author Harriet Beecher Stowe, in the hit Broadway play Harriet, with the title character played by Helen Hayes. He remained in the cast after the show left Broadway and moved to the beautiful City Center Theater, switching roles and playing Harriet's father. He appeared in four more Broadway plays and also did national tours with some of them, and in 1947 was one of the founding members of the famed Actor Studio. All this before he made his United States television debut in 1949. Robert at first worked in anthology shows on television, but soon was making guest appearances in ongoing series, even while continuing to work on the stage. He was in the original cast of the Broadway production of The Seven-Year Itch in 1952. Contrary to the roles he played in Mayberry, Robert tended to play villainous roles in films and television, even though in reality he was a cultured and generous man. Robert continued to act in television, film, and Broadway, finally making his last appearance on The Great White Way in 1958. In The Andy Griffith Show, Robert was first the impatient businessman Malcolm Tucker, stranded in Mayberry with a broken-down car and exasperated that no one would fix it on a Sunday, in the classic 1963 episode Man in a Hurry. He returned to Mayberry 3 years later when his car broke down again, but this time he was Willard Foster, who thought Aunt Bee would be a perfect spokesperson for his furniture polish in The Foster Lady. In his hundreds of television appearances, Robert appeared in series as varied as Alfred Hitchcock Presents, The Twilight Zone, Perry Mason, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, My Three Sons, and so many more. He was a regular on the 1976-1977 Saturday morning live-action children's show, The Kids from Caper, and appeared in 1979 in the soap opera The Edge of Night as a continuing character. In film, he notably appeared in the 1957 Western, 310 to Yuma. Robert never lost his love of the stage. Even while acting regularly in film and television, he appeared in more than 125 summer stock productions throughout his lifetime. Robert passed away in 1994 at the age of 80. Well, that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. Thank you, Randy. Congratulations on your 10 hours. If you want to make sure you don't miss anything that Randy's doing online, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. Turnersgrade@gmail.com. 10 hours, 5 minutes at a time. Ouch. That's good. I want to thank Randy and thank Steve. They, during the meetup that we were just talking about, they had an auction or not an auction, a raffle type situation where they had folks come up and buy chances on winning Randy's latest book. So he's got a book that's fixing to come out about the Andy Griffith Show. You're not going to miss it. But he gave away a, I don't know what you call it. I forgot what it's called, a draft copy, basically, of the book that was part of what you, that's what you won. And we raised a lot of money, and they raised a lot of money for the podcast. So in the next several weeks, the folks who attended the Mayberry meetup and donated that, I'm going to be saying the Mayberry meetup is what brought us the podcast episode that week. So they will be the executive producer. So thank you to all of you who did that. And thank you, Randy, for the donation of the gift that you gave. And I think you're also, it's a galley. That's what I'm being told in the chat room. It's called a galley, the book, a proof book. And you won the galley as well, you're going to get a real copy when they are released as well. So it's big. Oh, big, big, big. I'm starting to talk like Floyd saying big. But that was really great. So thank you for that. So during the weekend on Saturday night, I was actually approached by one of our attendees. Donna came up to me and she said, "Have you seen this?" And I looked at it and I saw it was Clint Howard. And I said, "Oh yeah, I think I've seen this." And then she started playing it and he actually said my name. I was like, "What?" And then I started trying to listen to it on her phone. And so this is a video that was released while we were at the Mayberry meetup, and I got permission to play it for you. So here it is. I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm not tooting my own horn, but I was shocked, and I want to thank all of you guys because you're the reason that this happened as well. But I was shocked to see Clint Howard say my name. So let's go hear from Clint Howard, Leon, Ron Howard's little brother himself. So let's see it.
Yeah, Alan Newsom has been morphing into Floyd the Barber for a long, long time. I think it's 25 years that Alan has been leading the charge of Mayberry Citizens as Floyd. He plays a wonderful Floyd. From the moment I saw him, I thought, that man has it. And Alan, for all these years, you've done a great job, and I just think you deserve a big, giant slap on the back. Not so hard that you get, like, hurt, but, I mean, a good slap on the back.
So Court Howell gave me permission to play this video for you. So with Clint, where he talked about me. And so here's what Court had to say. Let's hear from Court.
Hey, Alan, it's Court Howell here. And I just wanted to check in with you and say I'm glad you liked the Clint Howard video. And I'm hoping you'll share that with your podcast fans. And I just want to let you know that, you know, the more we can share these videos that we're creating with Clint and my brother Stark and all that, it's all to support the Mayberry Man movie. And we're trying to create a real audience, a community to support what will ultimately be, you know, the crowdfunding, you know, Kickstarter campaign that we're going to launch probably sometime after Mayberry Days this year. And, you know, we've got a lot more video content to share. We shot a lot of things with Clint when I was out in Los Angeles. And, you know, we're hoping to get together with Ronnie Schell and Greg Schell the next time I'm there. And I'll be coming to Mayberry Days this fall for the first time. And we've got some fun stuff planned there. We might be doing a little Mayberry Days mixer for early supporters of the film project. I don't know, maybe we'll serve some PB&J sandwiches with Clint Howard. I don't know. But lots of fun stuff coming. Just make sure everyone likes the Mayberry Man movie Facebook page and tell people to join our Mayberry and Beyond Facebook group. You know, we're doing a lot of fun stuff, sharing things from my, my dad's archives. I think people are enjoying it. So talk to you soon, Alan. Thanks so much.
Wow. Thank you, Court. And now Court is of course, that's Dud Walsh's son. There we are. So Court and Stark, they're the ones that are going to be working on the Mayberry Man movie. So if you haven't seen that information, if you go to facebook.com/Mayberry Man movie, it'll take you there. I'll put a link in our show notes so you can get to it. And also they're running Mayberry and Beyond, the website or the Facebook page. It's a group actually. And they have been posting videos from their dad on there. It's been a lot of fun to see. And a lot of folks have been posting things, but that is a great group to be a part of. I put out a thing on my Facebook page that you might enjoy seeing this and being a part of it. So if you haven't, go and check it out. Now, what they were talking about is they're going to be trying to raise money for Mayberry Man, the movie. So you can go to mayberryman.com as well. They're going to start raising money, they said, sometime after Mayberry Day. So we're trying to build up a big thing there to get that going. So I hope you guys might enjoy it. All right. So for those that don't want to see any more, you can stop now and you don't have to watch, but we're going to go. And the last bit we're going to show you here is the tribute artist contest that happened during the meetup. Now this is about, I don't know, 5 minutes long, I think. And this is I believe everybody pretty much that was in it. I think I might have missed a couple, but I want to thank those that gave me. It was Mona and Wason Cooper. I was able to grab these off their Facebook post. So the video is more of a, it's not as pretty as it might be if I had the original content, but I think it'll capture the moment. So here, let's go over and check out the Mayberry Meetup Amateur Tribute Artist Contest. Live.
And where are you from?
I'm from Abingdon, Virginia, not too far from here.
Oh, not too far. So, okay, so he's got, how many, you got to get them all up here at one time somehow. Let's see, I can help you.
I have five.
All right, so he's got, this is Barney. He's got a little Barney. He's got a Lego. Got Otis. Is this Otis? This is Otis. He's got all his gel stuff.
Lost a little weight.
Otis lost some weight on that one. Who's that?
Andy.
He got Andy.
Got Obie.
You hold those two up. I can't hold them. He got Obie and Aunt B. So he's got little Lego people. I don't know if you can see that. So walk around, show them.
Amazing.
You're not from Hudson Creek. All right, so tell everybody who you are.
I'm Rebecca. I'm Lydia.
And she's Lydia. In your character?
I'm Lydia.
Yeah, she's Lydia. She's also Lydia in the chat room. So if you guys are ever in the chat room with us, this is Lydia. You want to tell me anything?
I don't mind ordinary conversation, but I hate to chit-chat.
She hates to chit-chat. Quit hanging your head out the window, okay? She was able to come out because the sun's down, right?
Oh, they're cool.
I don't go out into the sun. No,
no. Why?
Yeah. Why not?
Yes,
she did. Step right over there.
Yeah. Awesome.
Tell everybody who you are.
Mary Bernard.
And of course, who are you dressed as?
Yeah. Ellie Walker.
Ellie Walker.
Ellie Walker.
That's nice. That's good.
Need a prescription for these blue pills.
Blue ones?
Okay.
So those are those miracle pills I can hear anyone talk about. Okay. Great outfit. Love the sign. You may have seen her in the parade at Mayberry Day sometimes. You guys have seen her?
Yeah.
And Leonard Blush back there, he's not dressed up. He's in his outfit. Great job.
We're doing these for the wanted posters. Wanted posters.
Hi, tell everybody who you are.
Thought you was the law. Stay in order.
And where are you from?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
And who are you now?
I'm going to be Ray Hollister.
Oh, I didn't know if you was Ray Hollister or Ben Sewell. I couldn't tell the difference.
You mind if I borrow your mic?
Yeah.
I heard there was music out here tonight.
I
want to sing.
All right.
And the second song I want y'all to join in on with me. So here we go. Look down. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, look up, and meet your maker, for Gabriel blows his horn. Weary tongues, such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. All right. Riding on that Beale River train, riding on that Beale River train, same old train that brought me here, don't take me back again. Darling, you can't love one, darling, you can't love one, you can't love one and have a
perfect.
So tell everybody your name.
I'm Tim Bradshaw.
And where are you from?
Room 19.
Room 19.
Columbia, South Carolina.
And who are you dressed as?
I'm Herb Bradshaw.
Herb Bashaw?
Yeah, I look just like him, and nobody can dispute that because nobody's ever seen him on TV. He was in episode 27, season 8. I resigned from town council, and I told Goober about it at the Girth gas station, and words already got back to him, and Howard claimed that I played favors to cronies, my cronies. Well, you know, you have to do what you have to do in politics.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Quince.
How much is that?
So, all right, tell everybody who you are.
Steve Hankley from Dover, Ohio.
And his Briscoe and charcoal. Yeah, this is good. All right, who are y'all tonight?
I'm Matt.
I'm Neil. Oh. I can't remember my name.
I'm Neil.
I couldn't tell you apart, to you, truth. I mean,
they're the farmers.
They're the farmers that are up selling produce up on the side of the road, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah.
The Barney. Barney's over here.
Good with
this number. Oh, you see him having his happening?
Yeah, it's happening again.
I think about John, get out of here.
I hate when he plays that little game.
Hello, where you can speak, right? Yeah, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. All right, tell everybody who you are.
Mike Creech from Avon, Indiana.
Yay!
And I'm playing Clarence Earp from Tombstone, Arizona.
Yeah, the man who is right is
the man that can fight.
Yeah, that.
Now, if you really want to make some money in this raffle, get those little blue pills on. Look at this crowd. It's sort of an elderly crowd, so I think we can pay for the show for about 2 or 3 years.
What's the rating of this show tonight? Oh my goodness! Has she been selling cars to Barney? Let's go. Hi, sorry,
Joyce Peters from Martinsville, Indiana.
And who are you?
You can't guess?
Yeah.
This is Slash.
Oh, yeah. Hug Slash and herself right here. That's good, Mark.
Mine was 5 seconds.
You have a guitar? Bless your heart.
All right, honey, I got an exact amount right here in my pocket.
Bonnie, her husband's name is Bernard.
Yes.
It's fate, that's what it is.
All right, this is Lash. Good job. Let's get right here. Let's get right here.
Step back.
Gary Peters, where are you from?
Indiana.
Yeah, not very specific in that idea, but it's Indiana. And who are you tonight? Mayor Stoner.
Yeah.
Roy Stoner. S-T-O-N-E-R. You want to call the governor, maybe?
I have better luck with the bear.
That's awesome. Let's give you a big hand here. Woo-hoo! Mayor Stoner. All right. Yeah.
Hey.
Right. Turn out where they can see the whole thing there. There you go. Tell everybody your name.
Barely known as Goober Fife.
So he's Goober Fife in the chat room for you guys that are in there. And of course, you're who?
Tonight?
Goober at the Lodge.
Goober, yeah. Is that root beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really.
Fife's cold one.
Ask him about the ice cold root beer. There you go. So you were keeper of the door tonight.
That's right. Keeper of the Golden Door of Good Fellowship.
Golden Door of Good Fellowship. That is awesome.
Permission to enter.
Permission to enter.
Yeah.
Geronimo.
Colonel Harvey, ladies and gentlemen. Colonel Harvey. All right, tell everybody who you are. They should already know.
I'm Indiana Steve Jackson.
Where are you from?
I'm from Lafayette, Indiana.
And who are you tonight?
I'm supposed to be Colonel Harvey.
Colonel Harvey. Yeah, well, he's got the Colonel Harvey elixir bottle. You want to talk to him for a second?
Sure. All right, Colonel Harvey's Indian elixir, good for what ails you. Have you been feeling tired and run down? Do you drag yourself out of bed in the morning? Does life seem hardly worth living? Well, then friends, give me your attention. My mission in life is health, is zest, is vigor, is the joy of living. Now, when I offer you, my friends, is no medicine. It's far more than that. It's a tonic. It's an elixir to purge the body and lift the spirit.
Hallelujah.
To put a light in your eye and a spring in your step. A lit in your voice and hope in the human heart.
I'll take two.
You make the heart. Hold down a minute. We got one more thing here we're going to do. All right. Pay attention here, boy.
Can you make smoke out of your ears?
No, I can. I tried to work on that. Oh, I couldn't get that. All right. Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. What are you going to do? Oh, there we go. Neku Yoch. Oh, crap. I knew I was going to do that.
What time do the Indians eat?
All they eat 6:35, 7:15. Let's try that again. Neku Yate Shochune. That's Shawnee. The devils, I lived among them.
Gosh, wow, that's good. All right, Colonel Harvey.
You did that one.
Did I just give you back the Indian elixir? Right.
Yeah, don't give it to Asa.
All right. So we got to tell everybody who you are.
I'm Rita Jackson from Lafayette, Indiana, also known as Mrs. Indiana Steve. Today I am Charlene Darling Wash. Thank you. And I have Andalina with me, and Doug could not be with me because he's out hunting possum.
That's awesome. Good job. Look at that.
Take your finger.
Yeah, she. You see how she took my finger there? Tell her who you are. Yeah, she's forgot again.
Yeah. She needs some elixir.
Where's those pills, Ellie? Well, fix her brain.
I'm Pat Mundy, sometimes known as Brisket, and tonight I'm Claire.
Edward Johnson.
Claire of
Indianapolis. Yeah, tell everybody your name.
Kathy Hinckley, Dover, Ohio. Yeah. And that was supposed to be Aunt B. I'm the short one.
You're the short one. She's the short one, so she's Aunt B. All right, let's give him a big hand here. Yeah. That may be the most Cassie's ever talked in front of the club. I'm not sure. What's your name?
Wayleen Young from Greenwood, South Carolina.
And who are you?
Daphne, one of the farm girls from Mount Pilot.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, doll.
Hello, doll.
Hello.
Hello, doll.
It's not really getting lower when you do this.
She's looking for it. She's looking for it. It's down there.
Have you been over to Yancey lately?
You've been over to the Yancey Club over there.
So we had a great time at the meetup. We had a lot of people in there. I left a couple out. Our third place winner, I don't think he's in here, Asa. So we'll show him next week. But Mike Creech won first. We had Jelsic coming in there as second place. I want to thank Mona and Wason for those video clips. And we got some more, and so I'll show those next week. Somehow Asa didn't get in there. I know I had him. We'll show those on the podcast next week because somehow I left it out. I don't know how I did that. But I know I have it because I was sitting around laughing as I watched it. So, folks, it was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed just this little bit. We'll watch some of that next week. Let's see. I think you're really going to enjoy that. So let's just get out of here for the evening. I would love to hear from you. If you were at the Mayberry meetup, I would love to hear your thoughts and what you thought about it. So if you'd give me a call at 888-684-8415. Please let me know what you thought about the Mayberry meetup. I had a great time. I want to thank Indiana Steve. He did so much. Goober Fife did so much. Michelle Bryson, I didn't mention her. She helped a lot with Jan. And, of course, I definitely want to thank my wife, Jan Newsom. She did a lion's share of the work trying to organize everything. Things will change next year because we don't want to organize so many things. I should say she doesn't. And I agree. She worked really hard. And it's supposed to be relaxing, not supposed to be that much work. So next year, there'll be a little less stress for her. So I want to thank her as well. I want to thank all of you for being here in the podcast. And until next time, we'll see you here on Two Chairs.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.